Are we on? Are we on? Not on.
Can you hear me now?
Trouble in River City.
Hello?
Maybe turn up the volume? Input volume? Or, oh.
Hello? You guys can hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Good evening and welcome to our village board meeting for Tuesday, March 7th. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excuse me. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We have a motion to adopt the agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number three, announcements. We have a bunch. Excuse me. The first Tuesday of April, April 4th, is going to be our spring election. If you are not able to get to the polls on the 4th, you can vote early or you can vote absentee. An absentee ballot can be mailed to you by applying online through myvote.wi.gov or by filling out and returning an application for absentee ballot to the clerk's office. All mail requests for absentee must be received no later than March 30th by 5 p.m. Or you can come right here or to your polling place in person. Or no, come to the village hall prior to that on Tuesday, March 21st through Thursday, March 23rd from 7:30 to 4:30 to vote early. Friday, March 24th from 7:30 to 11. Monday, March 27th through Wednesday, March 29th, 7:30 to 4:30. And Thursday, March 30th and Friday, March 31st at 7:30 to 5 p.m. Photo ID is required. And if you don't vote early, vote on April 4th. 3B. Village of Alloway 2023 Comprehensive Plan Update. We are going through an update of our comprehensive plan. And on Monday, this coming Monday, March 13th at 6 p.m., we are going to have a visioning session, a village-wide visioning workshop, so that you can come share your dreams for the future of our village with our village staff and Brown County, who is helping us with this endeavor. If you are unable to attend, you can take the following short survey and stay connected to the process, and that survey link is on our website. But if you want to have a say in what the Village of Alloway will be doing for the next several years, please come and attend. It should be a great meeting. Item 3C, Mr. Clark.
Yes, thank you. We are excited to announce that we have filled our parks maintenance labor position. Joel Linane will be starting his employment here with the village on Monday, March 13th. So next Monday, he will be his first day. So we're excited to welcome him onto our team.
Great, thank you. Item 3D, Wisconsin Highway 172 resurfacing project, airport entrance to I-43. They have finalized plans for resurfacing 172 between the entrance of Green Bay Straubel Airport and I-43 in Brown County. Construction is scheduled to start in the spring of 2023 and continue through the fall of 2023. You can go online to see a project map and location. But they will be resurfacing 172. Do you want to add anything, Sean?
I should also point out, as part of the project, they will be resurfacing Riverside Drive from the prison north to Lazar Avenue.
Very good. Thank you. Item 3E from the Department of Public Works. WPS is going to convert HPS streetlights to LED. They're starting an ongoing project of converting HPS streetlights to LED lighting. Do you want to say anything about that?
Sure. I received a call from WPS. They had indicated that they're going to be starting a much larger project to replace high-pressure sodium streetlights with LED. They're going to be doing this in the greater Green Bay area. There is no upfront cost to the communities. The work to be done in phases, and it will likely take a couple of years to complete the project. WPS owns and maintains, roughly speaking, 828 streetlights in Alloway. Of the 828, roughly speaking, a third of them have already been updated to LED lights. We'll be working on converting the other 550 to LED. There will be a cost savings with the move from high pressure sodium to LED at roughly speaking $2 per light per month. So,
nice. Very nice, thank you.
Do they give the bluish tint? Is that what these are? Like the one on Riverside?
They're not blue white light, but yeah, they're currently addressing that flaw.
Okay. Thank you.
Item 3F, third annual Be Active Wisconsin, March 1st through 31st. So we're a little late to announce it, but can Alloway rank higher against the other communities this year, or even better, take home the gold? Wisconsin communities have joined a friendly competition to conquer the most active minutes during the month of March. The Be Active Wisconsin Community Challenge invites all community members to participate in a virtual challenge to promote active lifestyles, connect people to the outdoors by encouraging use of our parks, trail systems, and engage Wisconsin communities in a friendly competition. All you have to do is register, log your minutes worked, and they'll let you know what it means when you register, what you have to do to be active. But all you have to do is be active. Lots of different activities. There is a fee of $15 per person, but you do get a shirt. A beautiful shirt, a beautiful blue shirt that says Be Active on it. And registration deadline is March 10th. I have a feeling some of our staff members are doing that. So now we can join. Excuse me, 3G. Are you interested in serving on a village committee, board, or commission? The Village of Alloway, as many as all other villages or municipalities, we rely to a great extent on our volunteers, our village residents, to serve on commissions, committees, and so forth. Every year we have some new openings in most of our committees. So if you are interested at all in learning about what it would take to volunteer on one of our committees, such as Park and Rec, Economic Development, Historic Preservation, Public Works, Planning Commission, Board of Appeals, Board of Review, or Board of Ethics, please give Carrie a call at 920-448-2800 or carrie.zitlow at villageofalloway.wi.gov. 3H, we have an application for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation walk. And it is Great Strides Green Bay Walk for Cystic Fibrosis. It will be held Saturday, April 29th. The time of the event is from 10 to 1. The walk event is a fundraiser for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. The event is open to the public. The event includes check-in, a short ceremony, and music before the walk begins at 11, followed by a 5K walk in Green Isle Park. Post-walk, we gather again for announcements and snacks. If you want more information on that, where do you go? If you want more information on that, call Village Hall. We'll direct you to the right place. And item 3I, we have the Autism Society of Northeast Wisconsin holding their 17th annual Autism Awareness Walk. That is being held on September 16th, 2023, from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. There will be about 200 participants expected. It's an annual walk for autism. Proceeds benefit our nonprofit organization's mission to help support and educate our community members with autism and their caregivers. Announcement 3J. This coming Monday, if you want to get here before giving your two cents about the future of Alloway on our visioning session, you can be here at 4 o'clock. From 4 to 5, Senator Coles and Representative Stephan are going to be here on a budget listening for a budget listening session or a listening session. They encourage all Alloway residents to come and let them know what you think about the upcoming budget. You can let them know you want a prison closed and all kinds of other things. But we encourage you to come. They love to meet members of the community. Any other announcements from staff? Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Trustee Atwood.
President Rafter, I received a phone call late this afternoon from a resident that is concerned about the deer population in the area and wishes that we would continue discussions on a solution to reduce that population.
I'm glad you said that. I also got a call. So we will have to pick that up on a meeting coming up. Any other announcements from my trustees? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 4, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will close the public comment and move on to the public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak at the public hearing regarding special assessments for installation of the storm laterals on Roselawn Boulevard, Karen Lane, Alloway Terrace, and Jackson Street?
What are the opportunities for questions after the presentation?
This is the time to ask the questions. And okay. So, sir, if you'd like to talk, please come on up, okay, and so everyone can hear you.
Sure.
Please give us your name and address, please.
Sure. David Hansen, 368 Roselawn Boulevard.
Thank you, David.
Sure. I guess my question would be regarding the storm laterals, because I see the letter in the mail. Mm-hmm. So also got the assessment for the replacement of those. Pool, actually, like currently I have a sump pump that drains into a storm sewer or storm line. Okay. Will be responsible for connecting that once the new pipes are set up.
Good question, Sean.
The contractor will make that connection if it's in close proximity to the right-of-way line.
Okay. Right now, like my sump pump runs in the line on the back of my house. It goes to the side of the property line and connects with the existing storm lateral.
Okay.
But I believe that storm lateral shared with the house next to me. I think the letter explained that there can no longer be shared storm lateral.
Correct.
So I guess something like that, how is that handled?
If it's possible to make a reconnection, a new connection to your existing lateral within a short distance of the property line, it will be made.
Okay.
If not, then your existing drain pipe will be connected to that existing shared lateral.
Okay. So, but there can no longer be a shared lateral, is that correct, or can it?
As part of the project, we will be extending two new laterals to the property line.
Okay. Well, they're still up there. Currently, one between two houses.
And there'll be three of them.
Sorry, two of them?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That was my question. So I was just wanting to make sure that the lateral wasn't being used to the other side of the house where it had to completely be out everything.
No.
Okay. All right. That answers my question.
Thanks, David. Thanks for coming. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this hearing? For the third time, is there anyone who would like to speak at this hearing? Hearing none, we will close the public hearing and move on to item number six. Action regarding approval of engineering report containing estimated cost of lateral assessments. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Moved to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Genrich. Any discussion?
Question and just a refresher and a reminder. Alloway does not usually charge residents special assessments for utilities, street things. But in this case, we do. And I think I remember why that is, but if somebody could remind me.
The village does special assess property owners for the installation of a new lateral. You are correct. We do not special assess for the renewal of an existing lateral, but for a new lateral. The installation of a new lateral, the village does special assess.
Okay. And everybody else in a home, there's 5,000 homes and the 4,900 or however many there are that only have one, they paid for that at one time. So this is,
correct.
It's consistent, it's fair.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I do want to also point out, similar to past projects, if the invoice is not paid up front, and invoices will go out spring of next year, spring, summer of next year, the homeowner will be placed on a five-year payment plan with 4% interest applied to any unpaid balances.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the engineering report on special assessments, installation of storm water laterals in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number seven, action regarding Cellcom Green Bay Marathon. Mr. Clark.
Yes, this is the second year of the Cellcom Green Bay Marathon that will be coming through the village. And there's a slight change to the route this year. Over last year, so we ask, we brought this back to the board for approval, and we asked one of the organizers from Race Day Events, Ryan Griesmeyer, thank you, to attend to answer any questions that the board might have.
Okay. Come on up, sir. Could you give us your name and address, please?
Ryan Griesmeyer, 2995 Sub-Zero Parkway, Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Ryan. You just want to give us a quick overview?
Yeah. Well, it was a, what I feel, very successful event last year. You guys were very welcoming, and the team you have with Sean, Chris, and the Brown County Sheriffs had made it very good last year. I had one concern of sharing the roundabouts with runners and cars. Just didn't feel it was real safe, so I brought it up to Sean. Sean and Chris came up with a new option, which turns out to be actually a much better course this year, in my opinion, which you guys see. So changed from what was a long stretch down Bible to taking East Joseph, East St. Joseph to East River to Broadview, and then kind of slotted some Wabanure. Is that right? Wabanure to Clay and Briar. So a lot of the course is still the same after getting back on to Clay and Briar, but a much safer course from what I feel. And I think it actually showcases your village a little bit better too with some of the parks and stuff like that. So we're here, I guess, for approval and hoping to work nicely with as many of the communities we can and still allow for some great participants in running through the village.
Great. Any questions? Trustee Harris.
Just wondering at this point, what are you projecting in terms of full marathon participants that would be coming through?
I think we're going to be between 900 and 1,000, which would be a little bit up, probably 10 to 15% up from last year.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And are you sending out notices?
We will, yes. As soon as we get approval, we'll send out notices to anybody on the course. And thanks to Tom Sherman from Green Bay, we have a program that we're able to put the map into that gives us all those addresses.
Okay, great. Any other questions for Ryan?
So the half is primarily in Alloway or on the west side?
The half is in Ashwaubenon and Green Bay.
Okay.
It doesn't come across.
It's just the full on this. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to do the full, Jim.
I better start now.
I'll pick you up.
Not training, the race.
Right. Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I will accept the motion on this item. Something wrong, Brad?
Oh, it's just the feedback.
Oh, okay.
I'd move to approve.
Trustee Atwood. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? It's a great event for the Village of Alloway. I saw people waiting on their streets with their lawn chairs, waiting for the runners to come by and cheering them on. It's great. Look forward to great weather. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for coming.
Item number 8, action regarding extension of the platform communications agreement. We contracted, the Village of Alloway contracted with Platform Communications to help us in our quest to get the Green Bay Correctional Institution closed and to get our state leaders to put it into the upcoming budget. We had that through February, right? Through March. And so the governor did not include closure of the Green Bay Correctional Institution in his budget. Rather, he put $25 to $30 million into it. And so now we move on to the next phase, and that next phase is to work with the legislature on coming up with a bipartisan solution to take to the governor and propose to close GBCI. I do know that our state legislators are talking and planning to continue to talk to see what they can come up with. Platform has proven, at least to me and I think to Brad, I won't put words in his mouth, to be a great partner. We're paying them $3,000 a month. I think it's money extremely well spent because they're working extremely hard. And we don't just have one person, we have a whole team. They are guiding us. They are helping us communicate. They are putting together materials. In my opinion, we're getting a good value for a dollar. Now we just have to push harder. And even now it's going to be more work. So there's going to be a joint finance committee public hearing, I'm sure, somewhere in this area, and they're going to help us with that. They're helping us with reaching out to legislators and helping come up with a bipartisan solution. So my request is that we continue working with Platform in our quest to close GBCI. Right now is not a time to stop. And so we've put together an extension that will go through August 31st at the latest. The reason it goes that late is because the budget process right now is in the legislature. It'll go from the legislature to joint finance, from joint finance, I believe, to the governor. The governor will either accept or veto things, and then there's a period for appeals. And it'll all be done by August. Hopefully we don't have to worry about that. If at any time during this process we feel that there's no way it's going to happen, we want to cut ties, we can give a 14-day written notice, and we're done. We'll just have to prorate any payment that for that month. So my request is for us to do that. And Trustee Sampson asked me to give a little update on the whole process that we're going through in conjunction with this. I got a call. Brad and I have had multiple meetings with the governor's staff, the policy director, assistant policy director, Secretary Carr from the DOC, and his staff. And Secretary Carr all along says,
we can. The only way this will get closed is if we have comprehensive criminal justice reform. Working with the governor's staff, we get a little bit of a different message. When we had talks with them, they said, yes, we do want criminal justice reform, and we asked, what is that? And they said, that's a good question. So you can't boil the ocean all at once. So our hope is, and I believe on the Republican side of the aisle, there's a willingness to look at some of these items, to let some of the lower level out on some kind of probation. I don't know all of the details, nor do I want to tell you the truth. So the governor's staff, our deputy policy director, called me the night of the budget address to let me know that it would not be going into the budget. I was surprised, however, to learn that the governor put $25 to $30 million into the budget for a health services unit, a roof, and high-speed internet. So it's not a game, but it's the game we play. And did that kind of give you an idea of?
Yeah. So, I can add some comments too, but after.
Okay, great. Okie doke. So I will accept the motion on this item.
I will move to approve an addendum through August 31st to the consulting services agreement with Platform.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion?
Yes. I wanted to say, and I've been with organizations that have brought in consultants, and sometimes you can be skeptical because it can be expensive, and sometimes they don't bring much expertise that, if you thought about it, you already have. But clearly, this is not the case here, and we're getting a benefit. And then the other thing, just for the record, we've estimated this as $100 million development if the prison goes away. Mm-hmm. And the amount of related economic activity, the benefit to energizing Alloway, and also maybe sharing the tax burden a little bit more, having more taxable development to join with our residential, $3,000 a month for some people might say, wow. But when you consider what that $100 million would do, and it's going to be years before we start seeing that, mm-hmm. if we got the approval today, it'll be years. But I feel good about making the motion and voting for it.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Trustee Harris.
Two issues or two questions. From where will we get the additional funds? Because I know we had allocated up through the end of March, but the additional funds for the time frame, where would those come?
Good question.
Currently, the funds are coming out of the ARPA, and that could be a source. Probably the best source.
Okay, I just want to make sure we identify it. And then the other item would be just a concern about the August 31st date, in that my understanding is the budget would have to be finalized by either the end of June or possibly the end of July. I'm not 100% clear on the timing. I would rather continue on and extend than try to work backwards and remember to cancel out. If we think everything would be finalized one way or the other by July 31st, great. And it may work out that we need to extend past August 31st if we only get a portion of what we're hoping to do, and we may need more of Platform's assistance, because I do see that we've gotten a good $3,000 worth of organization guidance, publicity from them, but $3,000 is $3,000. I'd rather pull back to July 31st. It might be semantics, but that's my preference.
Okay. Even with a 14-day out?
Easier. I'm looking at it as it's easier to look at. It's coming up to expire. Let's review how they're doing. Let's see if we want to extend it even further, as opposed to pulling it back. Again, just if the budget would get done at the state level by either June 30th or July 31st, yes. Again, just my two cents.
OK. Okay. You want to submit a substitute motion?
I would ask if Trustee Sampson would consider altering his motion then.
Whatever the date, I'd welcome the update at that time, and it'd be another 2 minutes to extend it for, you know, a meeting here to extend it for however long we know we will need. So, yeah, I wouldn't object.
Who made the second? Trustee Deutsch. Okay, so you want to change it to July 31st?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. We have a motion to approve the extension with... Oh, any other discussion? I'm sorry.
Just in my somewhat limited knowledge of a comprehensive criminal justice reform would probably take years. I mean, rightly so. And I know a lot of the energy is going into Lincoln Hills juvenile facility as well as the one in the southeast part of the state. So I get where those are maybe priorities, plus the apparent band-aid of 25 to 30 million on this kind of train wreck here maybe is somewhat mandated by statute in terms of health care requirements and all that. So I support the motion. It's just that those are just kind of costs that we probably have to live with. But hopefully it's temporary.
The way I look at it is the state has $7.2 billion of the taxpayers' dollars. They overcharged us $7.2 billion. They can find a way to make it happen. With all due respect. But, thank you. Anything else? Okay. We have a motion to approve the extension with a July 31st end date and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9, action regarding noise variance permit request from Heather Doshelit to allow music at 540 Dauphin Street for a wedding from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. on August 19th, 2023. Deputy Vogel is not here, but we will communicate with all of our neighbors, letting them know of the event and address concerns with them. There will be a live band performing from 7:30 to 10. Excuse me. There are two names for us to call, including the groom, if there's a problem. And Deputy Vogel's report, in summary, said, currently I am recommending approval of this application. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? Congratulations on your wedding. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 10, action regarding amendment number 3 of the Libel Street Engineering Agreement. Mr. Jean.
We have received a third amendment to the engineering agreement with Strand Associates. The reason for the amendment is as follows, to revise the 60% plans to modify the pavement slope on the roadway between Highway 172 and Alley Avenue, to amend the previously approved environmental document to incorporate sidewalk replacement at Optimus Park, for the movement of sidewalk inward from Clover to Mission, to avoid creating a non-conforming parcel, and for the placement of right-of-way monuments to mark the newly acquired district right-of-way. The cost of the amendment is $23,565.87. This will increase the total engineering cost to $628,267.74. I can say that the amended total is slightly less than the fundable amount as shown on the state municipal agreement. So we're slightly, at this point, we're still slightly less than what we had estimated for engineering cost. I want to remind people that we had received a federal grant for this project, and it will reimburse the village up to 80% of our design and construction cost. With your review and approval tonight. This amendment will go to the DOT for their approval, and we'll continue with the design of the project.
So the first amendment we are a little surprised with, if I'm not mistaken. Are we surprised with this one?
Not quite. We definitely had differing opinions on this, and we had discussed it multiple times, and we had come to an agreement on the cost, and now we need to move forward with the completion of the plans.
Will there be any other amendments? Anything else that they forgot to tell us?
There might be a few things that come up along the way that were foreseen, but we're beyond 60% now with the plants, and we're moving towards a 90% level. There will be the need to hire an engineer to put together the utility plans for the improvements to the underground utilities. Improvements to sanitary sewer and water main were not part of Strand's contract because they are not a non-participating item under the grant. So at some point we had televised the utilities. At some point we'll be taking a close look at the scope of any needed improvements, and we'll be working with an engineer to put together a plan to insert into this plan set to bid with this project.
Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? I hope there are no more amendments. Surprising that we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 11, action request to use ARPA funds to update village GIS mapping system. Mr. Jean.
Public Works Department, along with the parks. The Public Works, Parks, and Planning Department is asking to use ARPA funds to update and upgrade our GIS mapping system. As of right now, our mapping system is not reliable and accurate. We're asking to use money, ARPA money, to go out and survey our utilities along with park features. I'm sure there'll be some amenities that the planning department will ask us to collect and bring into our GIS mapping system. This is expensive. It's $200,000, but it's much needed, and with the upgrading and updating of the mapping system, will come efficiencies with the tracking and management of our assets. So,
where did this project come out in the village staff priority list?
It was supported.
We had ranked a number of projects in the Public Works department, and this was I think one of five that the Public Works Committee had made a recommendation to the Village Board to move ahead with.
Okay.
This will finalize things too, right?
This is just the start, all honesty.
Because we've been working on this for 2019 or 2020?
We had started with, there's a cost estimate included. We had started in 2021 with the survey of the area in red. If you can see it, the map to the right, we went out and surveyed that entire area, at least the utilities. That line work that we collected in the field was uploaded into GIS, and the consultant right now is linking as-built televised reports, service cards to that area. And we'll be doing the same for the area in green. That will be the area that we will go and survey next. We'll be then moving north into that magenta area, and then into the area bound by that orange line. When we're done, we're hopeful to have an active mapping system that we can go to a pipe segment or a lateral and bring up a service card, bring up a pipe segment and bring up the recently completed televising and NASBIL, know when that pipe was constructed, the pipe material, what else, the size. These are all things that be handy to have in the field at our fingertips when we're out turning valves, cleaning sanitary sewer, all of the things that we do on a regular basis to maintain our infrastructure. Yeah, and Brad mentioned we had, some of you probably noticed that we had Lytle Street closed. We found out with the TDS projects with TDS we had struggled with that project because of we don't have good records of our laterals, and this will be one way to accurately show that. And because of not directly because of that, but we had discovered that AT&T had drilled right through our sanitary sewer. Because of that, pipe had collapsed. A lot of gravel got into our system, and we had a pretty big sinkhole underneath Lytle Street. So when this is done, it would be a useful tool for all departments to use.
Off topic, who pays for that repair?
It wasn't AT&T. It was a Brown County fiber optic. It will be Brown County, but I'm sure that will be passed on to the contractor that installed the line.
Okay. Do I have a motion or any questions for Sean?
Sure. I think I heard you say that our system up to this point isn't very good, isn't very complete, comprehensive. Is that a characteristic we share with most communities of this age? Is it a function of, well, we were founded in the 1870s and a lot of development in the 1920s and nobody mapped, or is it village-wide? Is it in the newer areas too?
We had mapped, but we just hadn't updated our mapping along the way. Other communities have hired GIS personnel just to update their GIS mapping system, and that is a full-time job. Communities of similar size in this area, a lot of them have a GIS specialist person for this very reason. And because we don't have that, we're having to hire a consultant to help us move this project ahead.
It looks like a big outlay, but other communities have probably been building up to that or have spent that over the years and are further ahead than
yes,
we are. So we're catching up by doing this.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Does this also include some shared equipment with Howard, or is that a different project?
It does. We have purchased a survey grade GPS, and we will use that on a smaller scale to go out and as-built our completed projects and hopefully get personnel trained to bring that information into GIS.
So that's helped keep our costs down a little bit. So that's
it good. Will in the future.
Matthew?
Question about the subscription fee, and this one I might throw past Julie. In that, is this one of the items where we were looking at prepaying 2025's subscription fee before the end of 2024? Or what am I getting that confused with?
That was 365.
Thank you, Office 33. Thank you.
Any other questions? Mm-hmm. I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Gunnery, do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the fees for the update and expand existing GIS mapping system. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 12, action regarding approval of consultant for certified local government grant nomination of Sunset Circle Historic District. Mr. Fuller.
Well, I believe you have what you need in your packet. The link does not appear to be working. So we don't. In 2022, the village received a grant from the Wisconsin Historical Society in the amount of $12,500 to hire a consultant to do the nomination work for nominating our third eligible historic district in the village. So the first two, the first one was Miramar and the second one was Robinson Hill. Those both projects were funded through this same grant. And so we are looking to do that work. We sent out an RFP at the beginning of this year. We received two proposals back. One was from Legacy Architecture. They had done actually all of our projects to date.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is from UW-Milwaukee. And they both came in under the grant amount of $12,500 and both qualified firms. This was brought to the Historic Preservation Committee last night, and apologize for the short turnaround. That meeting was supposed to be scheduled for 22nd, but because of the weather, it was postponed. The committee recommended last night to proceed with UW-Milwaukee because their hope is that by doing so, they would encourage, well, they thought both firms were very reputable and they didn't feel like you could go wrong with either one or had a similar deliverable. But they felt by going forward with UW-Milwaukee, it would encourage future companies to submit proposals on future projects. They thought if we went with the same company every single time, it might discourage other companies from
Okay. And what is the cost difference between the two proposals?
I got it right here. Legacy Architecture is $11,125. UW-Milwaukee is $12,367.83. And again, the grant we received will cover anything up to $12,500. So both companies would be covered under the grant. The difference in hours was Legacy had a little bit fewer hours dedicated to the project. And again, that's probably because of the familiarity with the village and some of the background research that they all had to do. Whereas UW-Milwaukee had quite a bit more hours, but really, we're only over by about $1,200.
Okay.
Any questions for Trevor?
Like you said, the grant would cover that total because it's right under 12.5.
Correct.
Okay, I will accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve. You don't have Milwaukee to do the study there.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
I kind of like the discussion though last night about kind of spreading it around a little bit so maybe you can encourage in the future other requests or whatever. So it makes a lot of sense.
And increase the familiarity.
Right. I mean, Legacy, I think, has done a good job for us, so it certainly isn't that. But it makes sense.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve a contract with University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Archaeological Research Laboratory Center for $12,367.83. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Good example of how our dedicated volunteers and our committees help the village. Item number 13, action regarding repeal and recreate Chapter 453, floodplain zoning of the village ordinances with Department of Natural Resources model ordinance. Mr. Fuller.
So this this process is similar. Most communities around the country are going through this. They are updating their ordinances to then be compliant with NFIP standards, National Flood Insurance Program. So by participating in that, we are able to, not just the village as a whole, but our residents are able to receive flood insurance. So the model ordinance presented is what the DNR will approve. Proposed changes would have to be reviewed by the DNR. In a roundabout way, I've been told that this is what they will do. So it's one of those, and we have limited options. You will see, though, that we do have some say. Because the village participates in the CRS program, which is a program above and beyond what the NFIP is. The NFIP is like a required. CRS is a voluntary program. And by participating in that, we do different things throughout the year. And residents that are required to buy flood insurance as part of their mortgage, or as part of a requirement from their lenders, they receive 20% discount on that flood insurance. So those additional standards are highlighted in a dark brown. It's very limited. Just a couple of samples, but essentially what it boils down to is in the model ordinance the DNR proposed, you can both structure at the base flood elevation. By being a part of the CRS program, changes the requirements to the opening has to be a foot above the base flood elevation. That's really the biggest difference between the CRS requirements and the model limits. The other proposed changes, a little bit more robust, are highlighted, well, they're actually highlighted in a tan, and they're in the non-conforming section of the chapter. I guess in this document, it's actually like a purple. But really what this language boils down to is in March 2020, the state passed Act 175. Prior to Act 175, there's a 50% threshold for non-conforming structures, which means once a damage was, once a building was damaged beyond 50% of its value, it could not be rebuilt. You cannot, and that damage is an accumulation over the life of the non-conforming structure. So, say a building was worth $100,000, and you did $10,000 in the roof 1 year, and you know you couldn't exceed $50,000 worth of improvements. That was prior to Act 175. Act 175 allowed structures to be rebuilt if communities chose to ignore that 50% threshold. So the items in pink and on the computer screen, I believe it might be a tan in your packet, that has Act 175 in it. So that would allow a resident to rebuild even though they are a non-conforming structure. Or not just rebuild, but repair. So that whole highlighted pink or purple section, that could be removed if the board chose.
And what's your recommendation?
My recommendation would be to keep it in.
Okay, any questions for Trevor?
It doesn't sound like we have any decision to make, really. I mean, the DNR saying this is what we need to do, other than get into some long-term debate. Right. How I interpret it anyway.
Okay.
We are in a tight time window. The new flood maps will be adopted in May. And so the DNR is requesting all the adopted ordinances submitted to them by no later than April 9th. We missed the deadline to notice a public hearing for the 21st meeting. So unfortunately, that means that we need to ask you to schedule a special meeting to have a public hearing and adopt this in full ordinance form.
So you're asking us not to approve the repeal and replacement. You're asking us...
I brought this in case there were any changes, in case you want to remove Act 175 language or by chance get out of that CRS program and change that language, because those are things that we can change. If you want to leave it as presented, I will clean it up and bring it back to, we have to schedule a public hearing and do a Class 2 notice. And that requires two public notices within 14 days in advance of the meeting. And I missed the deadline to submit to the newspaper for that.
So what are we going to do?
Well, my hope was maybe a Friday morning meeting, given that this would be a quick, if acceptable in the form today, it would be a relatively quick approval process.
When would you do the public hearing, though?
At that Friday morning. Mm-hmm. The spring election is April 4th, and I understand that's a bigger election, so my hope was maybe to do it on a 31st Friday before. Or it doesn't have to be the Friday. It's just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I would personally prefer, I think it's, I don't know if anyone will show up, but to give them an opportunity to if they're working. Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item. Basically to schedule a public hearing.
Correct, and if you had any questions.
Okay. Trustee Harris.
Excuse me. I would make a motion to repeal and recreate the Chapter 453 floodplain zoning as the Plan Commission recommended, and then authorize the scheduling of a public hearing to discuss the ordinance. That match up with everything properly?
Well said. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion?
Yes. I agree with your wording or your thought process on if we do have a public hearing. I think an evening, even an earlier evening, would be better than first thing in the morning. Just my view again.
Trustee Sampson.
Question on the context of this, and apologies if you addressed this earlier. 100% of the communities in Wisconsin are being asked to update these ordinances?
If they have a flood plain in their jurisdiction.
Okay. And I haven't read that it's become a, you know, that there's developed a you know, contentiousness or anything about these changes. I don't know if I would have by now.
To be honest, most of what's included in here we've had already. Our current ordinance is the model ordinance, this is the 2.0 or whatever version this is.
Okay.
So there are changes, but there aren't real drastic changes from the current model ordinance.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Given your familiarity, you're more familiar with this than we are probably, any thoughts of any impact on residents? Anything significant?
We currently have, we mail out around 500 newsletters annually to properties located in the floodplain. Of those properties, I believe about 145 have buildings located in the floodplain. So okay. Those are the structures that really would be guided. The existing structures would be guided by this document. And then any new structures beyond that.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve repealing and recreating Chapter 453 of the floodplain zoning of the Village of Ordinances and to schedule a public hearing and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 15, consent agenda. We'll take A through C. Pardon me?
14.
Oh, 14. Item number 14, action regarding ordinance 2023-01, section 145-2, relating to minimum period of operation for a liquor license. Carrie.
Yes, I have provided a draft of an ordinance relating to the minimum period of operation for a liquor license to be valid. This ordinance was originally in our code, but was removed in 2020. I'm not sure why, but I'm recommending that we have an ordinance in place by the time liquor license renewals are due in April. The original ordinance we had 6 months as the allowed amount of time to not be open for business for a license to be invalid. I researched some of the local municipalities, and I'm suggesting 90 days. There's kind of a range of between 60 and 103, I believe, days. Some had 6 months as well. But I think having an ordinance in place will prevent a license holder from potentially holding on to a license without being open for business during the licensing period. So I'm open to suggestions on any changes or the amount of time allowed.
Trustee Harris.
I had a couple of suggestions on alterations if no one else does.
Why don't we do that during? Oh, yeah, it's okay.
The in excess of 90 days in a licensing year, I think, would be too vague and could run into a situation where you've got, let's say, the licensing year ends in, it's the end of June, you've got 75 days prior, so the middle of April, and go 75 days into the second licensing year, you've got 150 days, but you haven't violated that set of 90 days in a licensing year. Also, if a business were to, by their standard hours of operation, always be closed on, let's say, Sunday and Monday. They would have 104 days where they're not in business during the licensing year. That would also be in violation. So I think we need to reword a little bit. My suggestion was something along the lines of 60 consecutive days in a rolling 365-day period, something along those lines. And if there is, because I think any business is going to know whether or not they're going to be open for longer than, where they're going to be closed for more than 60 days, if we put something in the ordinance along the lines of if they can petition the board in person, we can allow them to work around that. Let's say that if there was a fire or something along those lines, we would be able to work with them on that. But I think the way it stands right now, there's too many different ways that don't work as well as we would like.
I think it kind of says that, where it says village board may order a hearing to determine the validity of such license by ordering the licensee to show cause why it should be revoked. Does that say the same thing for what you're going for?
Better words than me, yeah.
Okay. But just different.
But I think what Matthew's saying is, if, let's say you're bumping up to a renewal year and you're already 75 days into it, it's going to renew that. I like the 60-day out of a 365-day rolling calendar.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it was the second part of his suggestion that I was asking.
Okay.
I will then make a motion to postpone this item until Carrie has the time to take that feedback and put it in writing. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Okay, we have a motion to postpone to the following meeting and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. I do like the idea. Now we'll talk about number 15. Action regarding the consent agenda. We'll take A through E, which are the approval of village board minutes, accept and place on file minutes from Historic Preservation, Park and Rec, Economic Development Committee, and approval of accounts payable. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Oh, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 16. Is there anything one of my fellow trustees would like to see on a future agenda?
Should probably officially bring it up again with the deer herd. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'd add turkeys to that, too.
Turkeys.
Cats.
All the way okay. We'll strike that last
one.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. I will then move on to item number 17. I'll accept the motion to convene in a closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E. Deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Do I have a motion?
Pursuant to 1985-1E, I'm happy to make the motion to enter into closed session to consider all those things you mentioned.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Thank you. We are in closed session.
Move to adjourn.
We are back in open session to report or vote on anything from closed, which we do not. Trustee Atwood made a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Green, any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are adjourned. I thank you very much.